This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
19 minutes plus 5, Power Up on Power 98.7. Now we are talking. It's also, apart from it being all those happy days that we're talking about, it's National Healthy Fats Day, which is celebrated on the 21st of March every year. Of course, it's a human rights day. But fats are often feared and misunderstood, right? How many times have we had to say no to fats? Steer clear of fats, you know, because fats are not good for you, like all these other things. Yo, me, I love fat, eh? but I mean, fats have been around for centuries. And to try and help us understand what are these so-called healthy fats, Moloko Mihlape, who is a dietitian, joins us on the line. Moloko, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, and how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, shemba kutu steka holiday.
Ka holiday.
A whole human rights day, but violated human rights. Taha.
It's work. All work.
Are you well, Moloko?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming through to talk to us. Now, you know, when we mention fat, people are like, you know what I mean? It's a no-no from a diet perspective. But I want us to talk about healthy fats, because there are good fats that we should have. What are those, and how do they help?
Okay, there are two different types of fat. So there is the saturated fat and the unsaturated fat. So the one that we say people should avoid is the saturated one. Why? Because when it gets to, remember, when we eat food, it gets digested and it gets absorbed. It all ends up in your bloodstream to different parts of your body to nourish them. So saturated fat is the heart fat. It's the type of fat, when it gets to your blood vessels, it deposits on the wall of your blood vessels, making them narrower in size. And then this puts you at risk of high blood pressure, your heart diseases, and your stroke. That is why we're saying people should avoid that type of fat. It's saturated and not good for the heart.
Mm.
But there is the type of fat that is good. That is the one that we are talking about today. It is unsaturated fat. So it's the type of fat that we get from plants and fish. So it's very important for your brain health, for your heart health, and for your skin health. This is the type of fat that we get on in our avocados, our nuts, our seeds, and our vegetables.
Emma Bailey, the nuts in Almafura.
Yes, they have healthy fat.
Like peanut butter. If you take raw peanuts and then there's that oil that, okay, makes sense.
Even peanut butter is a healthy fat.
Yeah. Okay, you were still saying which kind, like avocado and nuts and what are...
Avocado, yeah. Your vegetable oils, mostly your canola oil, olive oil, and sunflower oil. So when you're buying oil, you need to look for the Heart Health Foundation logo. It shows that is the type of fat that is good for the heart. So I know a lot of people have been using coconut oil in the past years, thinking that it's healthy. But coconut oil is actually over 90% saturated. Is the type of fat that you need to avoid.
So ya non ro apia ka ang batho moloko yo. Ke nka avocado oil.
Sunflower oil, avocado oil, canola oil, olive oil. Like, I know, like, olive oil is quite costly. So you can just buy, like, your normal sunflower oil and canola oil and make sure that they have the Heart Health Foundation logo.
So they have to have that. Fish oil. Everything that we buy is fish oil, whether it's sunflower or what.
Actually, when you talk about fish oil, fish oil is the type of fat that we get in our fish.
Mm.
Like your salmon, your sardines, your mackerel, your trout, your pilchard. So we need to have this type of fish at least 2 to 3 times a week. If you're not having this fish, at least add a high dose omega-3 supplements to your diet, which contains about 1,000 milligrams of omega-3 oil.
So, I mean, when you talk about this sort of, is it something that specifically one needs to include deliberately in our diet? You know, because as I'm saying that our encounter with fat, it could be from the fast food that we eat or whatever else that we eat, but we don't really check, you know. Hakija steak is another that piece of fat that is nicely bright on the side. You know, it tastes good, you know, but should we eliminate the others and focus more on the good fats, the healthy fats?
Yes. Remember that the fat that is on your meat, it's the saturated fat. That is why we encourage people to trim off all the visible fat of the meat before you cook, not after. You remove the chicken skin. That is the unhealthy fat. It's the saturated fat that I was telling you that it will have the heart health consequences, the bad heart health consequences. So we need to remove that type of fat and choose lean meat. Skinless chicken, and if we're having red meat, at least have it twice a week, not more than that, because it has a lot of that bad saturated fat. So when you're incorporating healthy fats, remember we have four different types of food groups. There is the starch, which gives you energy and fiber. We have protein, we have fruits and vegetables, then we have healthy fat. So we need to be deliberate with adding healthy fat to our diet. If you're having a cereal in the morning, like oats, you can add a teaspoon of chia seeds, that is healthy fat, or a teaspoon of peanut butter. When you're having your sandwiches, you can make sure that you have 1 teaspoon of those soft margarine, not pure butter. Pure butter is saturated. So the harder the fat, the more saturated it is. The softer the fat, the more unsaturated it is, and it's healthy for you. Even with the cheeses, you need to choose the soft white cheeses because they have lower fat content.
I'm confused. I know. So, kurka di margarine, di butter, and all those things, but it's fine. So let's talk cholesterol, dietary fat, and cholesterol. How much of a role does that play in our cholesterol levels? And can this healthy, good fats reduce cholesterol?
Okay. The saturated bad fat increases your bad cholesterol in your bloodstream, right? So the healthy fat, which is unsaturated, what it does, the role it plays, it sweeps off the bad fat in your blood vessel. So it reduces the amount of bad fat in your blood vessels. So it opens up the blood vessels. Then that is why you're saying it's good for the heart. When your blood vessels are opened up, when the bad fat is reduced in your blood vessels, then your blood can flow more efficiently to your organs, which we're saying this is the reason why we're saying the healthy fat is good for the heart, because when the heart is pumping blood, it can flow more efficiently. There won't be any risk for strokes and heart diseases.
And finally, then, I mean, as I'm saying that, you know, as you're talking right now, honestly, Moloko, I'm like, yo, the things that you need, you say that we must stay away from are the nice ones, you know, like they're tasty and all those things.
Yeah.
How does one go about incorporating this, you know, to make sure that at the end of the day, as you say, these are the kind of good fats that are good for your mental health. They fight fatigue, and also for some of us who are struggling with dealing with the excess fat, belly fat, you know, maybe some of these things can help. So how does one incorporate this in our daily diet?
You mean the healthy or
the healthy.
Okay.
No, we don't need to incorporate the unhealthy ones.
Okay, we can actually. I always say all food can fit in your diet as long as you consume it in moderation. It doesn't have to have like burger, like once in a while, chips once in a while, as long as it's not something that you do on a regular basis. Every day, we have nutrition requirements. So that is the percentage of fat that you can include in your diet. So fat should take less than 30% of your total energy intake. So saturated fat should take less than 10% of your total energy intake per day. So like I said, incorporating healthy fat will include when you're having a cereal or when you're having a yogurt, you add a teaspoon of chia seeds or you buy meat to have that healthy fat. And then when you're having your sandwiches, you use a quarter of an avocado. We need to remember that even if this fat is considered healthy fat will always have a higher energy content compared to protein and the starch group. So we still need to make sure that we consume them in moderation. A teaspoon of soft margarine should be enough. Only a quarter of an avocado should be enough. You won't finish the whole avocado because you'll end up increasing your energy intake that can make you gain weight. A handful of nuts as a snack that can be part of a healthy diet.
I feel attacked because I'm that guy that chows a whole avocado just like that. But we learn every
way to do it.
We learn every day, don't we? We learn every day. Monaco, we're out of time, but excuse me. For those that want to get in touch with you and find a little bit more about you and what you do and for some advice, how do we get in touch with you?
I am Dietitian Monaco on all social media platforms. And I am based in Centurion Mall at 55. For appointments, 012-880-3000. 012-880-3000.
Moloko, thank you so much for waking up to talk to us on a public holiday.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.